I'm Lisa Mullins. This is 90.9 WBUR. Today, the Massachusetts congressional delegation had front row seats to the inauguration. Well, not exactly front row. Some seats were farther from the president's podium than usual because of the coronavirus pandemic and security concerns. WBUR's Callum Borchers reports that members of the state's all-Democratic delegation say they attended to show resilience in a trying time.
The scene in Washington, D.C. looked familiar to Congressman Bill Keating, but with an extra heavy military presence. And he says that not just because he's been to two previous inauguration days.
There's no comparison to this and the other inaugurations that I've attended. I've been to the war zones in Iraq and Afghanistan visiting the troops, and this is more akin to what I saw there.
The reason, of course, is the mob that breached the Capitol 2 weeks ago. Keating and other Massachusetts members of Congress say it was important to appear undeterred by that attack. And some, like Senator Elizabeth Warren and Assistant Speaker of the House Catherine Clark, could be seen in the stands near President Biden. But Keating says because of the pandemic's physical distancing requirements, many rank-and-file members of Congress had far-flung seats that would normally go to their constituent guests. There were far fewer of those regular citizens in the crowd.
People, frankly, didn't want, once they realized the screening with COVID, once they realized the security issues, I had everyone decline, and I'm not alone.
As for Clark, who did have one of the best seats, she says she missed the crowd and the joyful atmosphere of past ceremonies.
I wish that this inauguration was like so many of our others, where there is an air of hope and optimism and celebration instead of one that has been cast with the shadow of fear.
Fortunately, fear remained nothing more than a shadow. The inauguration went off without incident and without former President Donald Trump, who defied the norms of American democracy by refusing to concede his election defeat and declining to attend his successor's swearing in. Congressman Stephen Lynch says he's relieved that a contentious chapter in U.S. history is over.
I'm most looking forward to President Trump being gone and hopefully the country turning a new page, reflected in Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, their leadership, just a return to some sense of normalcy from the office of the president.
Normal is not the word Congresswoman Lori Trahan uses to describe her first inauguration as a lawmaker, but she says she managed to enjoy it anyway.
Well, it was a beautiful day. There was so much energy and optimism in the air.
Many traditional festivities, like the inaugural balls, had to be canceled this year. And while that may be disappointing, Trahan says a more subdued inauguration fits a moment when serious business confronts the new administration.
You can't forget that we passed another grim milestone yesterday, 400,000 Americans dead from COVID-19. And that's heavy, right?
And it's a top priority for many lawmakers and the new administration. Trahan and other members of the Massachusetts delegation say they hope Congress can pass another round of coronavirus relief soon. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.